No, we will not accept the results as they stand now because we already established that the results as they stand now are fraudulent. We announced this to the world and we told the world that we were not being a party that wants to improve the democracy of this country. We were not going to take our matter onto the streets, but we will take our matters to the Supreme Court, and that we were gathering robust evidence to support our case in the Supreme Court. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but then this evening at the offices that we were using to do the collation of this evidence, those offices were raided by about 80 police and army persons who broke into the premises without any warrant, made the people who were there at gunpoint lie down on the floor with their faces down, and then proceeded to ransack the offices and take away documents and computers.
When are you going to the Supreme Court?
Well, we were hoping that we would have been actually in the Supreme Court within the next 48 hours. But now we'll have to do an evaluation of what they have taken from us and how that affects the robustness of our evidence. But we are sure that we will have sufficient evidence to go to court, okay, at some stage and prove beyond doubt that the results are fraudulent.
Some people have said that all international and local observers said the election was free and fair. So your statement of opposition to this result is basically like a sore loser who doesn't want to accept defeat. What is the stance of the NPP on these questions being raised?
I think time will prove whether it is just being a sore loser. We have stated that this is not about who is president or which party is in office. This is about strengthening the democratic practice in this country. This is about strengthening it by using the law courts, which is the avenue that has been created by the Constitution for redress, and that's why we're using the courts to strengthen the courts, and also to strengthen the Electoral Commission by pointing out its failings. And in pointing out its failings, strengthen it again by correcting those failings.
The Electoral Commission Chief, Afarijan, has dismissed some of these suggestions, saying that it was not enough, that will derail the entire election as it stands now. What is your reaction?
Well, we know that the Constitution states that a citizen of Ghana can petition the Supreme Court to set aside some of the election results or all of the election results if that citizen is able to show there was a pattern of fraud and that the numbers involved in that pattern of fraud were sufficient to affect the outcome as declared. So we know going forward that this is what we have to establish, that we cannot just go around and say that there was some fraud here or there's some fraud there, but that we have to establish that there was a clear pattern of fraud and that the numbers involved in it would materially alter the declaration that Dr. Afarijan made.
Last but not the least question, what is the NPP's message to Ghanaians after it seems that other opposition groups have said that they have conceded defeat and have also called on the NPP to concede defeat? What is the NPP's statement to the nation?
I don't think that's all the other parties that contested. I think you'll find that some of the other parties that contested have also come out on air and issued statements to say that they have been victims of fraudulent practice, where the votes that they got were distorted, fraudulently distorted. But at the end of the day, what we are doing is we are going forward and saying that we have fought for over 60 years to establish a proper democracy in this country, and we're not going to give up that struggle. We're not going to allow the democracy to be distorted. We're not going to allow a situation that says that a ruling party can do that which it wishes and suborn an election process and change numbers at will, and then therefore keep itself in power forever and make the ballot box irrelevant. Because if you make the ballot box irrelevant, then other people will resort to other means to change government. And we don't want to go back to that. We've been through all of that. It doesn't help us. It doesn't move our nation forward.